Brownie had mentioned to me off the air earlier, he had received a call from Mike, was making the point about, you know, what's happening up in North Dakota, and that you've got people at fast food jobs up in North Dakota that are earning $15 an hour. That's, and so why can't you do it elsewhere? But that's being driven by natural market forces, Mike. Look at what's happening in the economy right now up in North Dakota. That's being driven by natural market forces. I have no problem with natural market forces raising wages. That's what's happening in Sioux Falls right now, and this is what we were talking about a little bit ago. Sioux Falls, because of its very low unemployment, especially for a lot of entry-level jobs, then what's happening? You're seeing those wages going up because you have employers that are involved. It's become competitive. Unemployment's low. It's a great situation for workers right now to be able to improve their, you know, find a better job, be able to make more money. And employers, in order to be able to attract the most qualified people, they're having to pay more. But that's being driven by natural market forces. I'm all in favor of that. That's that when the economy is booming and things are robust, that's how it should work. Natural market forces should raise wages, get a competitive environment going on, and that's and workers benefit. But when you start talking about the minimum wage, that is an artificial increase in wages. You are artificially saying, we're going to raise the wage to $15 an hour. What's the impact of that? I think then it's going to result in fewer jobs, not creating more of them. Let's get to Bruce. We only got time for Bruce here before we get to the Hannity Morning Minute. Good morning, Bruce. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I am definitely against it. I will vote against it, and I employ these people. And I see firsthand it hurts them.
Now, for those maybe, and you've called before, and I love hearing from you on this issue. I know how passionate you are about it. But you've got a great perspective as a small business owner. What are the misperceptions people have, Bruce, about an increase in the minimum wage?
First of all, they say, oh, it'll help the employees because they'll make more money. No, I've had employees come to me this year and say, how come we're not getting as many hours? And I tell them, because I have to pay more money towards your salary, so I'm working more hours, you're making less money. So first of all, the employees make less money. Second of all, geez, your prices are high. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because minimum wage is so high, and I hire primarily young kids and young adults that start out roughly around minimum wage. So I've got to increase my prices to offset the cost of paying employees. Those are the two top main reasons, economic reasons, why. Another reason, Greg, is it just gives people, they feel they deserve more money without doing anything. Like I told Brownie, do you go to your classroom and tell your teacher, I want an A. I didn't work for it. I don't deserve it. I didn't study for it, but I want one. So therefore, you need to give me an A on this test. No, you need to study for it. You need to work hard for it. You need to apply yourself, and if you get the A, then you deserve the A, and congratulations, and that will put you ahead of everybody else.
I always love hearing from you on this. I don't think people understand that when we artificially force an increase in the minimum wage, there are consequences.
There are a lot of consequences. Not only that, but me as a business owner, I have to pay my unemployment insurance. That's based on my payroll. So my unemployment insurance goes up also, so I have an additional cost. And like you said earlier, Greg, unemployment in Sioux Falls is like 2.8%. If I want to hire somebody, I'm going to have to pay them $9-$10 an hour. So it took care of itself. You don't need to give people an artificial, like you said earlier, it's an artificial
it's an artificial increase. It's an artificial boost in the minimum wage rather than just letting the natural market forces drive wages up. Bruce, thanks for the call. I got a break here. We've got to get to headlines with Jack Taylor coming up in the Kello News Center. It's 8:42, sunshine in 58. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belfried Show. Talking about fast food workers this morning. They're talking about strikes again coming up on Thursday. You'll find the story at Kello.com. We've got our national wire at Kello.com. Fast food workers planning to walk off the job Thursday. And actually even planning some civil disobedience, hoping to bring more awareness. And they hope sympathy, empathy to their message. And we're asking whether you support an increase in the minimum wage. At $15 an hour for fast food workers. What do you think? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Kadir. You're on Kello.
How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear from you.
I've been away from you for a long time because busy with this situation we have back home. I get attention to it very much. But anyway, coming back to the minimum wage. Be honest with you, I believe strongly every person working hard in the United States deserves to get paid what they deserve as much as possible. But this is nothing, again, is a political game they use in our great country. For example, if our minimum wage for a restaurant workers go up to $15 or $10, I guarantee you, our breakfast is going to be 75 cents more when we eat, our lunch is going to be $1 more, and our dinner in the restaurant is going to be $1.50 more. So, again, I talk about this issue in the past. If minimum wage is done properly, and the businesses and other afford to hire more people and not put more money in what they make and sell to the public, I am for it. But again, it's a political game to getting vote as a middle class people because me and you are going to pay more for what we purchased when the minimum wage went up. That's another thing. How many people in Sioux Falls get minimum wage paid, or in South Dakota, or less than minimum wage? What, 10%, 5%?
You know, I don't even know. That's a good question. I'd like to get the answer to that. I am interested to know what percentage of people are we talking about that are making the minimum wage. When it comes to fast food, I mean, fast food jobs were not meant to be full-time jobs. They're meant to be entry-level jobs.
And at the same time, minimum wage in a restaurant, every person working in there, they get a good tip. I'm not a wealthy guy, but when I go out to eat with my family, always we leave $10, $15, $20, $16 tip. That means he made $16 in that hour plus what he makes in his job, which they deserve because they serve you, they have a smile on their face. And I'm not against it, be honest with you, but we have to think about what is coming after what we do, because federal government always putting proposal in there, and government putting proposal, but they don't know what's the result of it 1 year from now on or 6 months from now on.
Kadir, I'm so glad you called. Thanks, my friend. I want to get to Dan's thoughts here quickly before we wrap up. Hi, Dan, you're on Kello.
Hi. Reason I'm against raising the minimum wage, I believe it is a minimum wage to start for reason, again, to teach young people how to work, and also to take away incentives, because if you start and you're good, then you can get raises. But if you start at a ridiculously high price, they're not going to be able to give you incentive raises.
You know what? And Bruce,
$2 an hour, and I got raised to $2.50, which doesn't sound a lot, but it was a lot back in 1976.
Absolutely right. And Bruce, who called a little bit ago, would echo what you just said. He's said it before. I think he touched on it briefly in his call a few minutes ago. Exactly what Dan just said. When you're having to pay a higher entry-level wage to everyone who starts, then when it comes to giving merit raises, you either are very limited, you can't give the merit raises you want, or you don't give them. And that's what Bruce was saying. He's got employees saying, why don't I make more? Why can't I get more money? Because he's having to pay a higher minimum wage to everybody who starts. My friends, we're out of time. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.